Radio FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A big winter storm making its way from the lower Midwest to the nation's capital. ABC's Victor Okendo with the latest.
Snow falling down overnight in Virginia. The D.C. metro area expecting to see anywhere from 5 to 10 inches of snow. In Missouri, near blizzard conditions making roads treacherous. Police say more than 1,000 drivers were stranded Sunday due to weather-related crashes. At least one person was killed.
For most federal workers in Washington, it'll be a work-from-home day because of the snow. Not for members of Congress, though. They will be overseeing the counting of votes from the 2024 election. Extra security in place on the fourth anniversary of the January 6th attacks, spurred by Donald Trump's refusal to accept the results in 2020. The president-elect calling a decision by Joe Biden to halt oil drilling 650 million acres of U.S. ocean waters, disgraceful. The president, Biden, heads to New Orleans today, site of the New Year's Day truck ramming that left 14 people dead. This is ABC News. South Korean officials stepping up on the pressure of impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol. He has been in a standoff with the country's anti-corruption agency, defying demands to answer questions after he put South Korea under martial law last month. Now the government is asking police to step in and detain him. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visiting Seoul.
We had serious concerns about some of the actions that President Yoon took. We communicated those directly to the government. At the same time, we have tremendous confidence in the resilience of South Korea's democracy.
Ukraine launching a new weekend offensive into Russia's Kursk region. Reports on the ground saying columns of tanks are rolling in. Pope Francis is wrapping up the Christmas season with a service this morning at the Vatican, urging Catholics to be more welcoming in the new year. The service marking the Epiphany when the Bible says that the three wise men visited the baby Jesus. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. I'm not a very patient person. I like results, and I like them now. My mind races at 100 miles per hour most of the time, even when I'm supposed to be sleeping. So when my brother took me on my first deer hunt ever, I couldn't stand it. I mean, really, going out in the woods an hour before sunrise, sitting still and quiet for hours, thinking about all the work I could and should be doing in my office at home in the warmth, hoping that maybe, just maybe, that I might be able to squeeze off a shot at a deer that just happened to walk within range. But I discovered something in my first day of hunting, sitting in God's creation, admiring everything He's made. From what began as an impatient time thinking about all the work I could be doing, became a time of reverent worship as my mind began to take joy in God, my Father. And the amazing thing is, despite all the beauty of God's creation, man is God's greatest and most treasured act of creation. Psalm 8 says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have ordained praise to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
The Richland Cattle Center wishes everyone a Happy New Year. This Wednesday, the dairy cattle auction gets underway at 11:30, featuring baby calves and open heifers. Milk cows sell at noon, followed by springing cows and first calf heifers. The auction lineup includes fresh cows, breadback milkers, springing heifers, breeding bulls, and more. Cattle can be viewed individually before the sale. Lactating cows milked post-auction to ensure optimal udder health. Operating 7 days a week, the Richland Cattle Center offers trucking services or overnight care for your cattle. Visit Richland Cattle Center online for the latest updates.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're watching that large storm system which passed south of our region yesterday continue to move east over toward the Ohio Valley and the East Coast with its snow and ice. On the backside of it, a north wind flow continues. Now, the air isn't too cold today. Temperatures will actually be around normal. We're seeing a few lake effect snow showers hug the Lake Michigan shoreline as well. Parts of southeast Wisconsin could see over 3 inches of snow through midday. Otherwise, around here, dry weather continues with high pressure edging in from central Canada all the way down through Minnesota, Iowa, and western Wisconsin. That'll be in control most of the week. Now, there will be a weak disturbance heading our way toward Friday. Might bring us a couple of light snow showers, but don't expect too much. So for those that want some nice snow for their winter activities, still does not look to be in the cards for this week ahead. Today, they'll look for partly cloudy skies, high near 24, north wind 7 to 14 miles an hour, becoming northwest later. Clear to partly cloudy and chilly tonight, low about 8 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and quiet, high 23, northwest wind between 5 and 10. Wednesday, partly sunny and just a bit cooler, low 7, high of 19. Thursday, pleasant sunshine. It should be a decent day with a low of 5, high 27. Friday, mostly cloudy. Spotty snow showers possible. Low about 14 with a high near 28. Saturday, partly cloudy. Those moderate temperatures sticking around. Low 15, high 27. And Sunday, mostly cloudy with at least a small chance of light snow. Low 18 degrees with a high near 29. You have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you, and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it. At Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at RichlandCountyBank.com. 16 degrees at WRCO. We're starting to get some of those flurries that other folks have talked about today. Some areas with some snow that has accumulated on the ground this morning, but not here. A little bit of precipitation. Also, the high yesterday was just 8 degrees. Also, the morning low today, 10. Looking at the record high, going way back to 1880 across the region, 58 degrees. The record low, 25 below zero in 1988. Last year's high was 33 and the low, 28. Sunset will occur at 4:41 this afternoon. Sunrise time, 7:34 for tomorrow morning. Right now, the winds are from the west around 3 miles per hour. Barometer up at 30.05. No precipitation today. And again, it is 16 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at the local and area schedule for tonight. Also, details on the NFL and the Bucks continue a losing trend against teams that have losing records. Those stories and more in a moment.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. Over the weekend, the Richland Center boys basketball team narrowly lost to Kenosha Indian Trail 57-56 on Saturday afternoon, and Darlington was a winner over Highland 66-54. In girls basketball, a victory for Darlington over Highland 47-20. And it was Kickapoo getting the win against Blackhawk, 61-57. Saturday, Jaden Snagel had 24, Michaela Kaufman 15 for Kickapoo. On tonight's area basketball schedule, first of all, in girls, Cashton plays at Lafarge. It's also River Valley traveling to Fenimore, Mauston at Nakusa. It's River Ridge playing at Seneca in girls basketball, Wisconsin Dells at Columbus, Iowa Grant visits Benton, Dodgeville at Belmont, and Lodi at Belleville. In boys basketball, Broadhead at Potosi, Black River Falls visits Mauston, Boscobel at Waseca Steuben, Sauk Prairie at Mount Horeb, Argyle at Blackhawk, Stoughton at Portage, Winnewick Center visits Kickapoo, Cashton at Lafarge. It's also River Valley playing at Fenimore in a girls-boys doubleheader tonight, Cuba City at Mineral Point, and Darlington at Platteville. Plus, coming up on the radio tonight, New Lisbon plays at Ithaca. The Bulldogs are coached by Aaron Hipsch as the team plays its third game already since the holiday break.
You know, the kids are starting to understand that anytime you play teams of that caliber, you only get better. And, you know, as they say, iron sharpens iron. And I think we've learned a lot about ourselves as a team, what we need to work on. So, you know, it's only good things come from playing quality opponents.
Ithaca coach Aaron Hipsch. We'll have the game on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com this evening. New Lisbon at Ithaca in area boys basketball.
Well, the holiday break is over for Richland Center Church League Volleyball. Action resumes this week. The games tonight at 7 o'clock, Grace Community 2 versus Richland Baptist Temple 2. At 7:45, Avoca Bible 1 plays Bethel Lutheran. At 8:30, Grace Community 2 plays Richland Baptist Temple 3. And then at 9:15 this evening, Five Points Lutheran will go against Beulah Wesleyan 2. Tomorrow night at 6:30, Boscobel Assembly of God will tangle with Hidden Valley Community. At 7:15, Church of the Nazarene 1 against Church of the Nazarene 2. At 8, Richland Baptist Temple 4 will face Free Methodist 2. At 8:45, Free Methodist 1 plays Richland Baptist Temple 1. And then at 9:30, Beulah Wesleyan 1 goes against Avoca Bible 2. St. John's has a bye this week. For the full schedule, standings, and more, visit the league's website at rcchurchleague.com. The Chicago Bears got a 51-yard field goal on the last play of the game Sunday to beat the Packers 24-22. That ended an 11-game Green Bay winning streak in the long-running rivalry series and was the first time a Matt LaFleur-coached team dropped one to Chicago. Quarterback Jordan Love was knocked out of the action with an injured shoulder, but he tells reporters he will be back for the wild-card round of the playoffs at Philadelphia. Malik Willis came off the bench to lead the offense to a 22-21 lead with a minute to go. He says from here, they're looking ahead.
Just take this week of preparation, everybody get healed up, everybody get ready to come out and play their hardest. I mean, yeah, I have nothing to lose at this point. Now it's all even slate, and we just got to go out there and do our best to leave it all on the field.
On the defensive side, Xavier McKinney says the team is looking ahead to the playoffs.
It's us versus us. Whoever we play is whoever we play. Like, these games that we have lost, it's been about us. You know, these are self-inflicted wounds. And until we get it corrected, we're going to have the same results. So, you know, hopefully, you know, guys can watch this film, see what we need to do, and, you know, come in here ready to work. It's time. You know, you get one shot.
The Packers kick off against Philadelphia at 3:25 on Sunday. Jahmyr Gibbs scored three of his franchise record tying four touchdowns in the second half, and the Lions beat the Vikings 31-9 to win their second straight NFC North title and earn home field advantage until the Super Bowl. The Lions and Vikings could meet again in 2 weeks. Elsewhere, the road to the Super Bowl goes through Motown. Other teams that'll be battling on the road, the number four Rams will be taking on the Vikings next Monday night. The Denver Broncos and Tampa Bay Buccaneers captured the NFL's final two playoff spots in Week 18. The Broncos are back in the playoffs for the first time since winning Super Bowl 50 following the 2015 season. They beat Kansas City's bevy of backups 38-0 for their 10th win, their most since that Super Bowl team. The Chiefs sat several starters, including Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, because they had already secured the AFC's top seed and lone playoff bye. Because Mahomes played last on Christmas Day, it will be at least 24 days before he plays again in the divisional round, January 18th or 19th. The Broncos head to number 2 seed, Buffalo. The Patriots have fired coach Jared Mayo after one season, beginning another reboot for the franchise just a year after it parted with longtime coach Bill Belichick. Owner Robert Kraft announced the firing in a statement shortly after New England closed its 4-13 season with a 23-16 win over the Buffalo Bills. Kraft called it one of the hardest decisions he's had to make. A former Patriots linebacker who worked as an assistant under Belichick, Mayo started the season with a strong endorsement from Kraft, but he struggled to get the most out of a young roster that included rookie quarterback Drake May. Mike McCarthy says he absolutely wants to return as the coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones has dropped multiple hints that McCarthy would be back, but the team owner was far from definitive about McCarthy's future after a 23-19 loss to Washington, finishing a 7-10 season. Jones says he hasn't yet decided on whether he will extend the coach's contract. The Cowboys were already out of the playoffs before the finale. McCarthy was on an expiring contract after five seasons, including going 12-5 and to the playoffs in each of the previous 3 years. Elsewhere in sports, Milwaukee Bucks are getting ready for more action with a disturbing trend lately of losing to teams that have losing records. That was the case on Saturday night in a 105-102 loss to the Trailblazers. Milwaukee has suffered losses in four of its last five games, including defeats against the Nets and the Bulls. Tonight's game for the Bucks is on the road against the Raptors. That team has a record of 8-27. Oklahoma City beat Boston yesterday 105-92. Cleveland 115. Charlotte 105. New Orleans beat Washington 110-98. Utah 105. Orlando 92. Houston 119. The Lakers 115. Sacramento over Golden State 129-99. College basketball, Purdue 79, Northwestern 61, and Illinois over Washington 81-77. The hot shooting Wisconsin men's basketball team goes on the road to meet Rutgers tonight in Big Ten play. The Badgers connected on a program record 21 three-pointers in a 116-85 win over Iowa last Friday. John Blackwell led the way with six trays and 32 points. The game stayed close until Wisconsin scored 14 points in a row just before half. That was the first conference win of the season for UW. The team brings an 11-3 record into the game against the Scarlet Knights. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
It is time now for a vintage Paul Harvey program. The rest of the story sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm, focused on relationships, not transactions. They help you prepare for and recover from the unexpected.
Now, the rest of the story. Bob was reared and grew into manhood in Evansville, Indiana. The responsibilities of manhood were forced early upon him. He was 10 when his father died of a heart attack. Otherwise, the youngster's childhood was mostly normal, prone to the same prides and pitfalls of youth in general. For instance, Bob attended Assumption Elementary School, and each year the same woman, a medical volunteer, came by to examine the children's eyes. Now, Bob played in Little League. He was a promising pitcher and a big hitter for his age. But if he were forced to wear glasses, he reasoned, surely his young teammates would lose a degree of respect for him. So you know what he did? Each year when that eye test lady came to school, Bob cheated on his eye test. He couldn't see too well out of his right eye, as it turned out, but the deception was not too difficult to pose. The boy simply covered his right eye, the blurry eye, when asked to read the letters on the chart. And for some reason, the lady volunteer never suspected, and Bob was never required to wear glasses. In Little League, he batted right-handed, which put his left eye, his good eye, out front, the same pitching right-handed. And when Bob grew up and into a handsome young man, again he was grateful that glasses did not mar his image, now meaning prejudice the young ladies. But with each passing year, his right eye became harder to cope with. At 30 or so, he began suffering dizzy spells, bad ones. Friends admonished that it was a warning. He tried contact lenses, but the dizzy spells and blurred vision continued, and at last a tremulous visit to the ophthalmologist revealed the bitter truth. Bob's right eye, the vision of which was by now rated 2200, had succumbed to amblyopia, an impairment of sight without any obvious organic defect. Had his condition been diagnosed early, say in grammar school, he would have been instructed to wear a patch over his strong left eye, which would have allowed the right eye to strengthen itself. But now? Oh, it was too late for that now. And the necessary prescription would not adapt to a contact lens. So if Bob were to continue in his profession, a career which depended so heavily on his eyesight, then he would have to wear glasses from now on. Bob's profession? Quarterback in the National Football League. You see, the boy who cheated each year on his grade school eye exams, ultimately cheating himself. The young man who relied on his left eye until his right eye blurred out of sight. Why, he was legendary Miami Dolphins quarterback Bob Greasy. But even as Bob's negligence threatened his dreams, he lived those dreams for real. Because all through an unprecedented perfect season in 1972, and a winning Super Bowl in 1973, and another in 1974, quarterback Bob Greasy field marshaled, guided his Miami Dolphins with a 2200 rated, unaided right eye. And 2200? Why, that's legally blind. Now, you know the rest of the story.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Get ready for some fun and support a great cause. The Richland Center Rodeo Committee is hosting its 11th annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center. Featuring two shifts, the first at 11 and the second at 2. The cost to bowl will be just $15, and you can sign up at the Phoenix Center now. This exciting tournament is a vital fundraiser for the Rodeo Committee as it gears up for the 2025 Rodeo Finals happening June 13th through the 15th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Come out, have fun, and support the Richland Center Rodeo Committee. They thank you for your continued support. Again, the 8-pin tap bowling tournament, which is the 11th annual, will be held Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center with shifts at 11 and 2.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
100.9 WRCO. When you need a hand, when you need a shoulder, when you need your space, or for me to pull you closer, I can be your sunshine on rainy days. I can wipe your tears away. Just pick out a song I can hold you to. Go on, let down your hair, baby, kick off your shoes. They say life's a dance, and if that's the truth, I only wanna dance with you. When the days are easy, when the nights get long, I can be your strength when you ain't feeling strong. Close your eyes and don't forget to breathe and just follow my lead. Then we can pick out a song I
So
he got a song I can hold you to. Go on, lay down your hair, baby, kick off your shoes. They say life's a dance, and if things are true, I only wanna dance. I only wanna dance. I only wanna dance with you. Only wanna dance with you. With you.
Brett Young on WRCO Radio. Recap of the Golden Globe highlights coming up here and our trivia question of the day. We hope you'll stick around here on a Monday morning. Here's Thomas Rhett and Morgan Wallen. Hey.
It was always hotter than the Greeks. She used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed at Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Well, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every 30 seconds and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work shelling peas and shucking corn until my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamaw's house. If every night stand had a Bible, every front porch, every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Yeah, and if they did when I punched the clock tonight, I know right where I'd be. I'd walk in and get a big old hug and a bigger glass of tea. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house.
Like she was made for moving on. That girl is going, going.
like an Arizona desert rain, like lightning in the sky, like fireworks in July, like a left field home run ball, like a whiskey shot and last call. It's like she was made for moving on. That girl is going, going, gone. Going, going, gone. Oh. Going, going, gone.
The Golden Globe Awards were handed out last night. The Brutalist won the Best Motion Picture Drama Award. Also, Wicked won for the Cinematic and Box Office Achievement Award. There were some other winners from everything from motion pictures down to television shows as well. Demi Moore won an award for The Substance, the Best Actress in a Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy as well. Colin Farrell won the award for Best Performance by an Actor in a Limited Series, and also the Ted Danson was awarded the Carol Burnett Award for Comedy in Television, all during the Golden Globe Awards, hosted last night by CBS Television.
If you've been busy this past holiday season, then it's time to finally focus on you. And that's where Macy's comes in. Come and treat yourself to something great, like rejuvenating skincare routines from Lancome, Estee Lauder, Clinique, Shiseido, Kiehl's, and more of your favorites. With so many great deals at Macy's, you'll be able to pick up a new cleanser and a new serum and a new moisturizer now during our Deals for Great Skin event. So, what are you waiting for? Refresh your routine today at Macy's.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Burnham Lumber Company of Rui wishes you and your family a happy new year, and they would like to remind you that it's not too late to sign up for your winter project. Burnham's has crews willing to work through the winter and an auger that will dig through the frozen ground. You get the usual high-quality Burnham service and workmanship at a reduced price when you build in the winter. Keep your animals, equipment, and feed protected this winter in a Burnham building. Call today for a free quote. That's Burnham Lumber of Rui, wishing you and your family good health, happiness, and prosperity in 2025.
Pretty face and a lonely smile, I can tell it had been a while. Like a song on the radio dial, we fell in love. She said she liked my Stetson hat, kissed my cheek and never gave it. holds me in all my scars. Fall asleep here in the dark. Pull the gate and hold on tight. Underneath the rhinestone lights, she thanks God I'm still alive. Wipes the tear from her
Tim McGraw and a cowboy junkie on WRCO Radio. Well, it is 16 degrees in Richland Center, and guess what, kids? It's trivia time. Yes, we're going to be asking the trivia question of you later on today during the morning show. The mayor of the city of Richland Center, Todd Coppernall, will be our guest on the morning show. Which TV show features Mayor Joe Quimby? Again, which TV show features Mayor Joe Quimby? 608-647-4155. The winner wins a 6-inch sub of the day from Subway in Richland Center.
Mama says I shouldn't be going with you. Mama says she knows best. You'll take my heart and break it in two, 'cause you're just like all the rest.
Forrester Sisters 8-track flashback coming at you today on WRCO Radio. Well, the question this time around was about a television mayor. Which television program has a mayor by the name of Mayor Joe Quimby? The correct answer, The Simpsons. There you go. Congratulations to Kelly Meese, who knew the right answer. Mayor Quimby, who causes quite a few problems. You know, no anything related to our own mayor, Todd Coppernall, at all. Nope. But anyway, we'll find out about him a little bit later on. Congrats to Kelly, courtesy of Subway, a 6-inch sub of the day. Remember, Subway is there for you. If you want to throw in a gift card in somebody's card, that's always a welcome addition. Discover better for your sub sandwiches and a new menu at Subway in Richland Center.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Get ready for some fun and support a great cause. The Richland Center Rodeo Committee is hosting its 11th annual 8-pin tab bowling tournament Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center. Featuring 2 shifts, the first at 11 and the second at 2. The cost to bowl will be just $15, and you can sign up at the Phoenix Center now. This exciting tournament is a vital fundraiser for the Rodeo Committee as it gears up for the 2025 Rodeo Finals happening June 13th through the 15th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Come out, have fun, and support the Richland Center Rodeo Committee. They thank you for your continued support. Again, the 8-pin tab bowling tournament, which is the 11th annual, will be held Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center with shifts at 11 and 2.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Attention farmers and ranchers, join them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg for the best livestock sales in the region. Whether you're buying or selling, they offer competitive prices and top-notch service. Their expert staff is there to assist you every step of the way. Don't miss the next auction. It's the place to be for all your livestock needs. Visit them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg or call Barry at 963-1006, your trusted partner in livestock sales.
The best blend of your favorite music, 100.9 WRCO.
Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long enough.
Accelerator and the rearview mirror torn off. I ain't never
baby, bye-bye.
Joe DeMessina on WRCO, and bye-bye, baby. Trails time coming up here today. 16 degrees. Well, it's better than it was at midnight anyway. Still a few flurries here in Richland Center. This is Luke Combs.
Still cry, they laugh and they smile.
good friend and neighbor. This is Phil Nee saying goodbye for now. We'll talk to you next hour on The Morning Show with some community conversation. Our news this hour on WRCO-FM in Richland Center is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles in spring green, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. 16 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The electoral votes that will see Donald Trump taking the oath of office in 2 weeks will be counted before a joint session of Congress today. There's extra security in place because of the violence on Capitol Hill 4 years ago following Donald Trump's 2020 loss. Today, President Biden heads to the site of the New Year's truck ramming on Bourbon Street.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are expected to arrive in New Orleans in the late afternoon today. The White House says there they will grieve with the families and community members impacted by the tragic attack on January 1st and meet with state and local officials. Tonight, the Bidens will attend an interfaith prayer service for peace and healing hosted by the Archdiocese of New Orleans at the city's cathedral. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel.